Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, and you don't want to blow it. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, and you don't want to blow it. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, and you don't want to blow it, you go to the Amazon and shop.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show, live streaming to all of you everywhere around the world. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the true king of B&B. Yeah, yeah.
B&B. Claiming it.
B&B. Bed and breakfast.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Ah, yeah.
I thought you were playing off the king of R&B argument that people have been having for the last couple months.
It's Jacquees.
Get out of here.
I thought it was Jay Leno.
I'm not going to say who it is because he might go to prison. So.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say who it is.
Actually, he's dead.
Yeah. I thought I had iPad. I guess I don't. Jay Leno's dead?
You do.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. Let's try it again then. Nope, I don't.
I hear it.
Why does it sound so low to me?
Is your volume all the way up?
Yeah, it is.
Do you have earwax in your ear?
I even boosted your gain and you're all the way up on here.
I'm all the way up.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with those then. Something's wrong.
Is your iPad up?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. All right, well, that's good. This is great kicking off 2019. Oh! Sorry, everybody just got electrocuted right now. My bad. Yeah, something's wrong with those. All right, well, anyway.
We ended 2018.
Is it just those ones?
I guess so, but this is a great time for us to check it when the show goes live. Boom! Greatest show ever
on earth.
It wouldn't be right to not start the show the problems of last
year. No, it would be right to start the show appropriately.
But where's the fun in that?
The fun is in the professionalism of, because we are an international nudist icon.
I just pictures you nude and like the manatees fighting each other with their head whips. Whoosh, whoosh.
I just pictured them as the icon, like, you know, like on my desktop, and I just click the icon and just keep, no.
Okay. I'm really disturbed as to why that's not coming through.
There's probably a new iPad coming out.
Oh yeah, Apple did say they dialed down all kinds of stuff.
There you go. There you go.
All kinds of stuff to mess up you.
You're going to need a dongle for your iPad soon.
I don't need a dongle for this. Something's fairly wrong. But I can't figure it out right now, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's okay. Just threw me out of rhythm for the opening of the show. I had a whole bit planned that was going to use the iPad, but not going to be able to do it now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like that time when we try to hear your playlist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, actually, let's go to Corey's playlist real quick.
I heard it. I heard it. Yeah. I see what you did there.
I would hit crickets, but no one would hear them. Yeah, something's definitely wrong. Does that sound low to me, or is it just you guys?
It's medium to me. It's not.
Yeah, it's not super low. It's not super low. It sounds medium.
For all of you that are new listeners to Fat Guy Radio Show. You might be streaming us live on a new test product that we're streaming tonight. And we're here on Wednesday, which is fine because it is the new year. It's 2019 is the year, even though I'm still writing 2018 on my checks.
Oh, no.
You're not getting those cashed.
That's called post-dating.
Who writes checks?
I do.
Anymore.
I don't.
Checks and balances, bitches.
Do you think R. Kelly's ass wrote checks or wrote checks that his ass couldn't cash?
No. Well, he's been cashing. He's been writing them, and he's been getting away scot-free.
Has he been writing them in ink, or has he been writing them in pee?
Pee.
How has he been writing those checks is the question.
I'm going to say pee.
You're going to say you're gonna go with pee.
You really haven't watched that Surviving R. Kelly?
I haven't watched the Surviving R. Kelly. I haven't even watched, and we'll get into this in the body of the show, I haven't even watched the whole pigeon in the pigeon box. Oh. Or whatever that
bird box.
I don't care. I don't care what I don't care what Larry Bird had to do. Ooh. And why they put him in a box.
What about Bander snatched?
Who snatched what?
Somebody snatched Bander.
I don't even know who Bander is. Bander shouldn't have been where he was, and he would have never
you
got
need, you need to get in the house.
Corey is in. Corey is in the house.
Oh, I see what you did there. That little boy is fat too.
And his name is Kyle.
I had one feeling.
No, it's Corey in the house.
No, his actor is Kyle Massey.
Oh, his real. Nobody cares about his real name.
I care, damn it!
He's gonna be on drugs in 2 years anyway.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Don't try.
He's gonna be in R. Kelly's studio.
Oh. Hey, I don't think R. Kelly was writing any checks.
Say something.
Yeah, I don't think R. Kelly was writing any checks because that dude can't read or write.
Oh, yeah, that was sad. That's sad. We should.
That sounds horrible. Yeah, something's wrong.
He had to go to it one more time. Yeah, something's wrong.
Because it's my psyche has got to fix it, and I want it fixed, but then I don't want to bore everyone that's listening to the first 5 minutes of 2019 Fat Guy Radio Show. I've already got one person that tells me that I haven't made them pee their pants. I didn't know that it was my job to come on Fat Guy Radio Show and make you pee your pants. Why would I want to make someone pee their pants?
Because they're laughing hysterically.
You don't, if you laugh hysterically to the point where you lose your bladder, that's not my fault. That's not my job to come in here and make you pee your pants.
Speaking of peeing your pants, do you eat asparagus?
I do.
It
changes your metabolic structure of your urine and
that too. Oh, okay. I haven't smelled
part. What is
your seepage?
Oh, okay.
Well, I love asparagus, but it's to the point where I can't even eat it.
Why can't you eat asparagus?
Is that smell? Yes.
It smells good.
It
can't be worse than feet. Here's the thing.
Man, don't judge me.
It affects your urine and your seepage.
Our Navy people.
Yeah, our swimmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
The children we dropped off at the pool.
Yeah, your shaved.
That part.
I like how you like you kind of whisper it like
you're
But it makes that stink too?
It changes the taste of that. There are a lot of
taste. How do you know about the taste of it? Hold on now. He was a little glazed by that too. That changes the taste of it. Anyway,
he goes, I eat pieces of seepage for breakfast.
What? Whatever happened to that riding his level? It does. It affects the consistency, and it affects the smell too, is you know, from what I've been told.
What you've been told.
When it comes down to your
So don't eat asparagus on a date.
Don't eat asparagus if you're planning on having someone partake of your.
It is.
You know what we're talking about? What is it? Suck about your.
Actually, no.
Seepage.
Actually, don't. Seepage?
Your. Your when they talk about your
that was the smallest one I've heard.
Hey, don't judge me. Asparagus does that. There are other foods that
pineapple I heard.
Mango is the number one thing that changes the smell of your urine and your
Hey. Well, hopefully mango is better than the asparagus.
The thing is that you don't have to worry about it if you ain't the one eating it. Stop.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if you'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Flight 209er to Denver Radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are, Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey. Right, Clarence?
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
All right, but just remember, my name is Roger Murdoch. I'm an airline pilot.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Joey, do you like movies about gladiators?
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
It was just me itching my ear. That's fine. It's fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics. Why would he bring the level down?
Ow.
Why would you turn it off?
That hurt my head.
Sorry, I wasn't used to that level.
All because you had one cup of coffee and not two. Right? Is that what it is?
Maybe we should have two next time.
Ooh, shots fired. Drama to start the year.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
I'm tired.
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon, not Amazon, Target. Damn it, son of a bitch, I'm going home. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Free two-day shipping with hundreds of thousands of items on orders over $35 or more. Or free same-day store pickup from any Target, plus free and easy returns. You can also save 5% every day with your Target Red Card. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you for patriotizing Target.
I love 2019 already.
Don't you?
Happy New Year!
Yes, Lady K, sorry you weren't ready, baby, but we are on Wednesday because of basketball schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all girls.
You tried it.
I'm just, you know what? The thing is that we've been gone for 2 weeks and I'm out of rhythm.
Rhythm?
Yeah. And I really, really need this show back because this is all I got left. This is it. This is all I got.
I like that name, Rhythm.
After the holidays, is all I got.
We are a part of a rhythm nation.
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, rhythm.
We are back. We are on Wednesday. Tonight is a special Wednesday Fat Guy Radio show for all of you that are streaming us live. And Lady K, yes, we are here. We are here. We are here. We're queer and we're not going fishing. Mm-mm. And we thank you all of you that are joining us on our Facebook live stream. And we are beta testing tonight. I'll let it out.
Mm-hmm.
We are beta testing live streaming on Twitter.
Yeah.
Via Periscope. So we're going to see how that goes. How's it looking over there?
It's looking beautiful. Leveling.
I got an idea. I got a sticky suspicion that the whole show's going to come out. I just have that in my gut.
Yeah, because you're on the porch.
I feel that same way, especially when the dude who's running Periscope says the levels are leveling.
The levels are leveling. You know what? Confidence, sky high. Sky high. I had a little confidence, and then after I learned that the levels are leveling, confidence eruption.
I can do that too.
It reminds me of that song I heard when I came into the studio today. It's by like some, I don't know what the girl's name is, but she's talking about leveling up, level up, leveling, 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 levels off, they leveling, levels, they leveling, leveling, leveling.
No. Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the Snoop song, Confidence Eruption. No? All right, cool.
Confidence eruption.
Welcome to 2019 Fat Guy Radio Show, also known as the last show of the year.
Funny,
how was everybody's New Year's festivities? DA, how was your New Year's? Since you don't do Christmas, you had to do something for New Year's, or are you just completely throwing in the towel?
Well, it's funny you said that, because I was like, what did I do for New Year's? But I saw... I saw you get trampled a few times, actually.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have box seats to the Phoenix Suns home game.
Oh, so you were there.
You were there live? I thought you were just watching it on TV.
No, I was there live. I was in the box.
Ah. Oh,
so did you take the picture?
No, I didn't take the picture.
Okay. Where'd you get that picture from?
Someone made a meme.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
So, you're a meme?
Yeah. So not a meme, a GIF.
Yeah, so
that's still a big ass gift.
He sent it to me. I was like, dang.
Oh, you didn't send it to me. Oh, okay.
Because you saw it live.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see it. So I sent it to.
Yeah, I didn't know. He was like, I was like, Happy New Year. He goes, here's how my New Year's went.
Yeah.
I would want to see that over and over.
I took TJ Warren to the face.
To the face. I was like, damn.
Non-stop.
Yes.
I did have it. I was going to load it up into the system here, and I totally forgot to do it.
It's funny. He bounced back.
that's what happens when you hit a beanbag.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Who bounced back? I bounced back or TJ Warren?
TJ Warren did.
So for that's what happens when you hit a trampoline.
Those of you that are listening that may not know the backstory about this is that I work for the Phoenix Suns. I am one of the camera operators that sit on the court, have the best seats in the house that they pay me to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was during the end of the third quarter, I want to say. And TJ Warren made a shot and he was off balance and he was falling backwards and he decided to just keep on falling backwards. And he pretty much grabbed the hood of my camera, which then forced it into my eye. My eye was swollen. I had a headache for the next day or so. And he snapped my chair in half because I went back and, you know, with this much me and that much TJ going in the same direction, that chair had no chance.
You were sitting on a chair?
There's a
chair.
They sit on the chairs,
but you ever go to a college football game or a high school where they have no backs on the bleachers and you have those pads that you sit with the raised
back? Why would I be at a high school game? I ain't R. Kelly.
Yeah. I'm holding up.
Look how comfortable he looks. It's like him hitting a waterbed.
It's a love sack, bro. It's a love sack. He hit the love sack. The Corey love sack.
He was like, I'm going to do this again.
And Ralph Macchio off the Facebook says he was at the game too, and he saw Corey get smashed.
I was laughing so hard.
I thought you were sending me a text message out of care and compassion.
Nah, I was like, dear, you got.
Oh, man. He hit you with the smoky.
Yeah. I was like, dude, number one, it's part of the job.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just, it comes along with the job.
It could have been Dennis Rodman.
It could, you know who it could have been?
Who?
It could have been DeAndre Ayton.
Mm.
I'd be in the hospital. I cringe every time. Thank God he does not run fast.
Hey, I know this isn't a sports podcast, but it was disappointing seeing DeAndre Ayton. Continue.
I agree with you, but I work for them and
so inconsistent. I'll say it.
I know, and you're not the only one that says that. A lot of people echo that sentiment at times.
Like, brother, rim's right there. You're 7'2". Lay it up.
Do some damage. And I was like, what? I think he needs to sit down with, you know what I would propose, and this isn't a sports show. I would propose that he sit down with Charles Barkley for 48 hours.
Okay.
And drink. Because Charles Barkley will give him the mentality, the mental hints, the mental coaching that he needs. He's still playing like he's in college.
Yeah.
And if he understood what he can do,
his size,
and how to do it properly, he would intend, and sure enough, be the next Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. He was getting bullied. You by know small what I mean? People.
By small. And I think he's still a little intimidated. He's still got a little milk behind his ears. But if we give him the time on the Suns team, if we can keep the nucleus together, which is something we can't do, we keep the nucleus together, he can become someone. But he needs to sit and be mentored by some other veteran big men. He needs to talk to Charles. He needs to sit down and talk to Shaq. He needs to sit down and talk to Kevin Garnett. He needs to talk to big men so he knows how to do what he is capable of doing.
Well, I was going to say, well, I don't want him to talk to Charles. And the reason why Charles wouldn't be the one he needs to talk to is because Charles didn't play the position that he plays. He needs to talk to more, like, what he needs to do is talk to Shaq, talk to Kevin Garnett, but the person he really needs to talk to is Olajuwon.
Well, no, the that'd reason, be nice. But let me say this, though. The reason why I want him to talk to Charles is because Charles will tell him, look, man, you in the game, you down 20, you need to make a hard foul. Charles would tell him things like that.
You got
Charles,
a ball, and then you got an elbow
Charles,
in.
Shaq would say the same thing.
You're right. Shaq would say the same
Shaq will also say, hey, you're in the game. A lot of those people is barbecue chicken. Go eat. You're like 7 foot tall. You tower over most of these people. You're bigger than a lot of these dudes. Just freaking rise up. Because what he's been doing is he dunks when he's wide open. And then he doesn't go after the ball when there's people around there. Go up, be aggressive. He's not aggressive.
He needs to get that, and he can get that aggressiveness and how to be aggressive, not necessarily playing his position from Charles, but Charles knew how to manipulate the game in his favor.
And Charles played big.
And that's why I think that's what Charles can give to DeAndre. But
if he wasn't crazy, the person he needed to talk to, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Because Dennis Rodman gave everybody problems.
But you know who I think our Dennis Rodman is in on our team right now?
Oh, I know.
Rashad Holmes.
No.
Who?
Kelly Oubre Jr.?
No.
Oh, no.
Brittany Griner.
You leave BG alone.
You weren't talking about her? I thought she was talking about her. Trying to read you.
I wasn't talking about BG. How dare you? She's fine as hell.
BG to us is what Leslie Jones is to him. Like
he's talking about Leslie Jones.
Exactly. See, protective of Leslie Jones. Okay. We're protective of BG. BG fine as hell. I don't care lesbian or not. She fine as hell. I'm telling you that right now.
You would take that strap on.
I can't wait till WNBA season.
Hey, Ralph Macchio off the Facebook says that Corey needs to mentor Daniel on how to eat a double Big Mac. Sir, I'm going to let you know.
Two points, Ralph.
Ralph Macchio, I'm going to let you know. Personally, I may look small, but you could ask Corey, and he will attest this.
Yeah.
Because he's seen me eat. I'm a fat guy trapped in a city guy's body.
I'm going to translate that for all of you that speak English. He's a fat guy trapped in a skinny guy's body.
That's what I said. I'm a fat guy.
The big sexy lips got in the way.
They did. I don't know what happened. I couldn't spoke right.
Now, I'm going to give Ralph a little bit of love here because Ralph is our Fatnatic fan. He's a Fatnatic fan of the show. Ralph has season tickets to the Suns. And every time Ralph sees me, he screams out, no matter where we are, crowd of people, crowded parking lot, whatever, he screams out Fat Guy Radio Show. Nice. And I love it. So thank you, Ralph. Nice. Love to you.
Represent.
Love to you, Ralph.
So question, if it was Devin Booker that ran into you, would you have let him get up?
Devin Booker did run into me, but he went in for a layup to the basket, and then he just changed his trajectory off my shoulder. And every time Devin Booker touches me, I smile. My spirit smiles.
Smiles.
Yeah.
But the question is, did his penis touch you?
See, this is why we don't let you in. This is why we don't let you in. I wish. What?
I wish.
That was seamless right there, though. That was seamless.
It was seamless.
But the question was, did his penis touch you?
No, because this is Lil D. I don't think Lil D has seen it, so I'm gonna play the. I'm gonna play this. This is what happened to me at the Suns game. That's your brother getting taken out by T.J. Warren.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that.
It hurt.
It paused.
Because it's only six seconds.
It paused. Let me see it again.
There you go.
Hey, he's right over you.
Yeah. Right in my camera.
Did you grab anything?
No, I didn't. Why would you think I would fill up TJ Warren? Why would you think I'd fill
something
playing
well.
Like that?
Because he's been playing well.
He has been. He's been a beast.
We know what you. So you try to tell us.
No, but Devin Booker, I wasn't planning on talking about that, but
you see what I'm saying?
No,
you wonder why I asked.
Look, those guys are, we've got a great group of guys. There's only a couple of people on there that are not very personable, but Devin Booker,
he was real personable.
Devin Booker, personable, TJ Warren, personable, Josh Jackson, personable, Rashad Holmes, he crazy as hell. That dude go pull out a Gatling gun one of these days. Stop fouling him.
Gilbert Arenas.
Stop fouling him. I'm telling you.
Hey, he brought a gun to the to
literally,
the
he was strapped.
He was trapped in a locker room.
Stop fouling Rashad.
Ready to shoot?
Holmes. Yep. And for those of you that are listening across the country, we're talking about the Phoenix Suns NBA team for Phoenix, Arizona. So let's take a quick break right here, boys. And on the other side of this, the true test of friendship was administered. Who passed and who forgot to take a right turn? We'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show. Point is probably moot, 'cause she's watching in windows. If it's funny and laughter you seek, with a bit of weirdo and intrigue, then the words I am rhyming this day, I advise that you hear and obey. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock, to the internet we broadcast abroad. Out to iPads and tablets you'll see, it's our live stream of radio that's free. So join in to the talks and the squawks. Through your words we will share all your thoughts. On the Facebook, it's live that we stream. Every Thursday, come in, we won't scream. It is radio that all can come see. Bring a friend, grab a drink, come with me. Fat Guy Radio Show at 7 o'clock. It's the hottest show here on our block.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
She's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his
arms. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Shut up, man. Amazon, online shopping from the Earth's biggest selection of books, magazines, music, DVDs, videos, electronics, computers, software, apparel and accessories, shoes, and more. If you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Keep your new year bright by making online shopping the easiest it can be. Amazon, the number one way we power Fat Guy Radio Show. Click the Amazon banner today at FatGuyRadioShow.com and we thank yee. Yay. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I love my Phoenix Suns. I love being a part of that organization. It's the highlight of my season at times, and it parlays from the Suns into Mercury and into Rattlers, even though I know nothing about football, or even worse, arena football. But I love being a part of the organization. Winning or losing. And what's so great about it is that I'm not only a employee of them, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fanboy.
And that's great.
Winning or losing, I call myself the beaten wife of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go out and they lose by 20, I'm going to hurt for a little bit. My eye going to be blackened. But then the next time they play, I'm going to be right there with my pom-poms cheering them on.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it's going to be.
Yep.
And then when they lose again, my heart going to be broken. I'm going to be, you know, my other eye going to be blackened.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they keep losing.
And then the next time, you just want me to get beat the hell up?
Kinda.
That's okay. I'll take it from
and myself. And I want Zion.
I'll take it from myself. I am the one person that will continue to hold out hope, even though it hurts my feelings when I look out into the arena and the bowl and there's more competitor team jerseys out there.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But you know what? When we come back,
Phoenix for you.
And all them 18,000 people that didn't abandon us, then they're going to want to jump on the bandwagon when it's a winning team. Mm-hmm. No. If you ain't with us while we down and out and trying to fix it, don't come back.
Yep. So in 2040.
You ain't with us when we 10-32. Like, don't come back.
All you know what I keep saying? I just keep holding on to the fact that we went 4 in a row.
Four in a row.
That's
we did.
The state though. Where's the Cardinal fans? Remember all the Cardinal stuff you used to see everywhere?
Yeah.
Hey, Cardinal flags. Cardinal just signed Cliff Kingsbury. So the Kingsbury's era is coming.
I like that. I like that name. Kingsbury.
Kingsbury. But you know where there isn't Kingsbury?
Where?
In California. Because we took a ride. The true test of a friendship, ladies and gentlemen. Your ears are all messed up. You don't see how loud that is?
It's at negative 40 right now.
Okay, because you boosted the game.
Hey, you got to do that with this slow, cuz.
Which one's the game on that one?
Oh, there has no game.
I ain't playing with it.
Yeah.
No, it's all right, cuz.
I don't want Blueface to come and get me.
I come down a little bit over here. We're going to get these levels right eventually when the show
starts. The levels are right, cuz. The levels are right, cuz.
Whoa.
The levels are right, cuz.
The true test of a friendship is a car ride, and at the end of the year, after Christmas weekend, New Year's weekend, really, DT and I took to San Diego, California.
Aww. Oh, it brings back us.
That's what you gonna go to. You just go gangster every time you hear that. Well, we went to California, San Diego, California, matter of fact. And it was a true test of a friendship. Can you survive in a car with your friend? And DT, I'll give it to you. Did I pass the test?
That's a no.
No, there was just two instances, and this is me personally. And other than those two incidents that happened, like, I would say yes.
Okay.
What was the second incident?
It was the same thing that just happened twice.
So what's the grade? 98% then?
Yeah. Next time I just know that, like, okay, I'm going to let him run his phone through Siri for Apple. It was just so...
Oh, damn.
We'll
get to that. We're foreshadowing just a little bit. We'll get to that. Your grade for me is you failed tremendously. You failed with flying colors. Mm. It was a horrible experience from start to finish.
Oh, wow. Gave you a 98 and you gave him an F.
Wow. I feel horrible now.
You know what I'm saying? You did. You mother effed me every turn you can get. Number one.
How did it feel, DJ?
I'm going to tell you who went. Deep? No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you who went to California. Relationship DT went to California with me.
Oh, he was being all clingy and needy.
No, everything was, I got to get this for her. I mean, we on the boardwalk, Ocean Beach. You got to get this.
Wow. Oh, he's whipped.
I got to get that.
He's whipped.
Wow.
I may be throwing shade. You know what I mean? I'm a little jealous. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was supposed to be our bromance weekend. I was going to rekindle the love, and he had already given his love to someone else.
Hold up. You could have got something for Lady K.
I did get something for Lady K.
He did.
Me.
You.
Me.
Or you could have gotten something for DT.
He didn't. Yeah.
I did get something. I didn't get nothing for you. Hold on, little D. I didn't get nothing for you.
Actually, he got the weekend for us.
I was about to say, I got the weekend. I got the car rental.
He got the weekend?
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing.
You
got the weekend.
I got the rapist hotel for us.
Did y'all kiss?
Oh, my gosh. We went to this hotel that was so shady.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, hold on. Really? I think we have sound effects for what was going on.
And give me the story.
At the hotel, because, you know, everywhere I go, I carry a DAT machine with me. So we have sound effects for what was going on at the hotel. There it is right there.
What hotel? Ocean Beach?
No, we weren't. No, number
you know
one.
We stayed in. Oh, wait.
Where do you think we stayed?
I was going to say Compton, but you went to San Diego.
We were staying in the R. Kelly Suites.
Yeah. Lil D, where do you think I stayed?
Ocean.
Nope.
No.
Ocean, now here's the thing.
I wish we stayed in Ocean Beach.
There's Ocean Beach.
The Ocean Beach Hotel. Yeah. I wish we stayed there.
Here's the backstory about it. The whole purpose of going to San Diego And I'm busting DT's ball. He was fine, except for the two times we got in a big fight.
Times we got in a big fight, where it wasn't even really a big fight.
It was a huge fight.
It was just that I am such a stickler for certain things.
Oh my God.
On the road.
Where they
and, then like, and then our egos clashed at that moment. No, and it was just like
it wasn't an ego thing. You were just being absolutely. Let me set the stage and then we can go into the details, because everybody listening right now is saying, what the hell is everybody talking about? So the whole purpose of us going to San Diego, number one, it was a Christmas gift that I gave to myself. Aww. To go to San Diego. Yeah, I get into Christmas later.
that's
Jesus Christ.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff.
It was a Christmas gift to myself to go to San Diego, because I made myself the promise that I wanted to go to California before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was going to take me to the end of the year to go, but that was what it was.
But you did it.
But GCU... Lopes Up was playing in San Diego. I can't remember the team that they were playing, but they were playing a San Diego college team. So we,
University of San Diego.
And not the San Diego University. University of San Diego, which I found out there are like 1,200 universities in San Diego, but that's beside the point. So we went there to see GCU play. Uh-huh. That was the whole point. I was going to see GCU play, and I know that Dite is a humongous basketball and sports fan, so I'm like, who else would be better to go other than Dite? I didn't want to invite Lil D because I didn't feel like, you know, being arrested for carrying drugs or raping women. And DA, I don't know if you're able to keep your hands to yourself when you're in the car with me, so I decided to just go ahead and default to Dite because quick. I know he would actually appreciate the game and appreciate the whole idea of traveling 6.5 hours, from which I apologize, I thought it was 5, but 6.5 hour drive just to see a 32-minute game.
Did you work it?
Or a 42-minute. No, I was just a fan. I was just in the crowd.
So they hooked you up since you worked for them.
No.
Right?
No, I hooked myself up. I bought myself the tickets. I rented the car, paid full price, but it was a really nice car. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Enterprise.
The car was amazing.
Car was great.
What kind of car? Was the star of the show.
Go ahead, son of a monkey. Go on ahead. Uh-huh, yeah, the car was the star of the show, yeah. Why are you saying the car was the star of the show? Is it because someone driving it didn't know how to drive it properly?
No.
Who drove it?
I drove it the whole time because DT got bad credit and we couldn't put him on the car rental at that point.
Yeah, I did.
It don't matter, though. He could still drive.
He could drive and wreck.
And then you're just out of your money.
It was my open. American Express card that was on the car.
You got an Amex?
Oh, my God, you were... Have we met?
Did you hear my boxers drop? You got an Amex?
You pick at the draw. See, that does it every time.
Why was the car the best thing, DT? Why was the car the best thing? Mocha cup?
Because that...
Go ahead.
No, because that thing, freaking, like, we filled up, like, 3 times the whole trip.
Yeah.
And that was just because... We only filled up twice.
Yeah.
Only reason is because Corey has this big fear of... the tank going past half.
When I'm on the road, when I'm traveling interstate,
mm-hmm.
that's my number one thing. I never let the car go under half a tank.
So we filled up one time coming, going to San Diego, and then one time coming back.
Yeah.
What kind of car was it?
What was it? A Toyota Corolla?
Something like that.
Yeah. Toyota Camry.
Yes.
It was a Toyota Camry.
It was like a 2019.
Yeah.
It was spacious, luxurious. It was a four-door sedan.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are nice.
One second.
It was great.
You got a 2019 something that you have of your own. Why'd you take that?
I got this. Let me explain it to you. Now, number one, Lil D, the reason why I didn't take that is because you're not talking on your mic. Number two.
Of that?
I'm not putting that mileage on my car.
And what you got, DT? In your relationship, bro? What's your take on it?
He just totally brushed me.
No, I was going to say, Corey ain't putting that mileage on his car.
Right. I'm not putting that mileage on my car.
What is that, like 600 miles round trip?
Yeah.
600?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
No,
it's not.
At the end of the whole entire trip, when I took the car back to Enterprise, now I did go on a second road trip because I wasn't done road tripping, but DT couldn't wait to get his ass back to Phoenix.
It's like I had a bad.
That's romance. A whole other thing too. Okay, so
he had to tear that
on the
up.
Day there. We left on Saturday. We left Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
We left Saturday morning. I was a little behind, but we got there in clear enough time, and I was panicking at first. I thought we were gonna miss check in at the holes of the hotel.
Oh my God!
Which this hotel, by the way, number one, when I booked this hotel. Going this weekend, my whole thing was I wanted to find a hotel in San Diego that was less than $100.
Oh, well, that's your mistake.
And that was my mistake because any other time that I've gone to San Diego, you're dropping $200, $300 a night on mm-hmm. a hotel, unless you go between Sunday and Thursday. Then you can get a nice hotel for really cheap because ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
But this was a weekend. Not only a weekend, but a Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I went to the one place, Lil D, that you'd never think that I would ever go.
Please tell me.
Where do you think I found a hotel?
Motel 8?
No, it wasn't Motel. There was an 8, but it wasn't a Motel 8.
Oh, over on Skid Row. I was going to say Skid Row, but that's not.
No, we were all Skid Row. We were definitely all. But Skid Row is in the middle of a circle.
Oh, you're on Circle Street. The hotel chain is right there.
Hotel Circle.
Hotel Circle, yes.
First time ever I have ever stayed in Hotel Circle. D.A., you look like you're confused as far as
it's confused. Right off the 8. It's literally right off the 8. The Hotel
Last
Circle.
Last time I was in San Diego, I was, I think, 10, and we went to SeaWorld.
No. I stayed in Hotel Circle, which I have never done before. When I go to San Diego, I normally stay in Ocean Beach on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever once have I ever stayed in the Hotel Circle. And they call it Hotel Circle because it's basically, literally, this big, huge regional circle of nothing but hotels. From five-star hotels to hotels that we stayed in that are like, they don't even have stars, they have asterisks.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't even a star, it was an asterisk. And it just looked like a star. And it was a sticker, and the sticker was half peeled off.
And I'm also confused because you don't strike me as the person to stay in a cheap, ratty hotel.
No, but the reason why I did is because, number one, I wanted to stay under $100. Number two, and I... That
why?
Was my,
why is that
I
a
was,
benchmark?
I was trying to be budget conscious at the time.
So you rent a 2019 Camry to stay at a hotel under $100.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Okay, you're missing the fact that I rented a 2019 Camry from Enterprise where I have clout. I didn't pay full price for that car.
What does you being a cloud have anything to do?
I can't have a conversation.
With a camera.
I cannot have
he didn't pay full price for this hotel.
Yeah, you're as big as a cloud. You're a black cloud.
I knew that when we went, and I warned DT, I said, DT, this ain't a five-star hotel. We not five-starring it up. Number one, I knew that we were leaving Saturday morning.
Okay.
We were literally, from my estimations, going to spend no more than maybe 5 to 6 hours in the hotel.
Was that the truth?
I was not going to spend an exorbitant amount of money to be in a hotel for only 5 or 6 hours, because by the time we got there, we got to the room, we were in the room for about 45 minutes, and then we were right back out and off to the arena to watch the game. The game went for a couple of hours, and after that, on the way back, we went on a hunt for food, and DT introduced me to a new Thai dish that I didn't even know I liked.
Yeah.
It was, I don't even remember what it was. It was
Penang. Penang.
Poutine. He gave me Poutine Thai.
Yeah, I love eating Poutine.
He gave me some.
I'm familiar.
He fed me some Poutine Thai.
Okay, go on.
You know what I'm saying? G14. I didn't even know, because we went to this really, really cool place that we just saw on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It was open, and we got some Poutine Thai food. Mm-hmm. And we ate that, and then we went back to the hotel, and I didn't get any sleep because I was completely uncomfortable. Number one, we couldn't see the car, and we were monitoring the parking lot because we drive back in the hotel, and the first thing we see is San Diego police officers in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is great.
So you feel safe.
But I warned DT before we went. I said, I cheaped up on the hotel. I did not spend a lot of money on this hotel, and this hotel is not located in a part of town that I have ever, ever been in. I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was.
Mm.
Number one, the hotel room smelt of mold.
It did. The bathroom door didn't shut.
Oh yeah. And all of the all of the power switches to the lights inside the room
were outside
the room.
Yeah.
There was no electrical outlets that were lower than 5 feet off the ground. Well, all the electrical outlets were at waist level.
What hotel was it so I could know so I don't go there?
Here's the number one thing. I ain't seen these since I was a young warthog.
Okay? I know exactly where you're going with
Hold
this
on. I got to get a timpani for this one, because I swear, this wasn't no hotel. This was a historic society of hotels of America. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the way from sea to shining sea, never before seen, haven't been seen in the last 15 years, a TV with a booty.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
They had tube TV in this room. And then it was a 19-inch tube TV.
Yeah, it was.
Me and Dita had to put our faces next to each other just to experience
it. There was two TVs in there, too?
No.
Tube.
Oh, I thought you said two.
Are you listening to this show?
He not.
No, I got another one going. I'm watching the Bucks game.
There you go. It was a tube TV. Lil D.
Wow.
They're playing the Rockets.
Easy.
I know.
Easy 8 Motel in San Diego.
Easy 8. Good. So
or as I like to call it, Easy Lake.
Easy. It was a horrible. But here's the thing. I wasn't mad at it. I wasn't bougieing it up. Mm-hmm. I wasn't throwing an attitude or nothing. Was I, DT?
Nah.
Because
that hotel did what it was supposed to do, which was to keep us warm for the night.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which, albeit we were scared as hell, but we was warm for the night.
And y'all made it back here to Arizona safe. So.
Yeah. According to Jim and Mott off the fix, but Corey checked into the No-Tail Motel as Mr. Smith. You're right. I did check in as an alias. I went in. You could have looked it up. You would have seen room 110 was reserved by Anastasia Beaverhausen. That's my alias.
Why did you drop the do you know who I am card so they could upgrade you? I wonder what their presidential suite looked like.
I was the presidential suite. I saw it. It was a closet. It had a broom in it and half a light.
Half a light. And that's a presidential suite.
It wasn't. Now, the hotel had literally three rooms. The main room, a little wash area, and then the bathroom. Why was there one specific flying bug in every room? It was like bugs were assigned to each section of the hotel room. There wasn't no more than 500 square feet.
Tell them about the dance floor. There's a dance floor in your room?
There was a dance floor in the room.
Hey, that's what's up.
Because the only reason why there was a dance floor is because I believe that somebody walked in there and said, okay, we're going to design this room with furniture, but we're not going to put any furniture in the biggest part of the room.
Oh, wow.
We just go leave that open.
So you can get your boogie on in there to that song.
Put your boogie on in there. And then before we go to break, the car situation. So we got back from the game. I decided to try to liquor up DT so I can get fun DT out of him. And that didn't work because I didn't get fun DT. I got sleepy DT.
Oh, so you can take advantage of
that. Can go either way.
Licking him up and he just out like out. A light. I'm sitting up, jumping up every 5 minutes, wondering if somebody's still in a 2019 Toyota Camry. So we parked. We get back to the hotel after the game and the Thai food and the liquor. And we park. We couldn't park in front of our room, even though the little bitch at the counter told us we'd be able to park in front of our room.
Mm. Of course, they tell you which one here.
Of course, they did because they just
when we first checked in, we were able to park in front of our room. But then we left and drove the car to the game. And when we came back, the parking was gone.
Exactly. Oh, okay. So I ended up parking where we couldn't see. So I monitored. It was another Honda. It was a Honda in the parking spot.
Yeah.
And I kept getting up watching that Honda, waiting for it to move, because I had a feeling that that was not a tenant. That was a visitor or a drug dealer or somebody coming by just to get an HJ.
Yeah.
So was it true? Did they leave?
They ended up leaving. And then so DT was knocked out sleep. And I told him, I said, this is the game plan, okay? Listen to me good. Okay, if they leave, what you going to do is that you going to jump up and stand in that spot and don't let nobody else take it. And one of us has got to go get the car.
You told us why he was knocked out asleep.
No, I told him this before.
This was before.
We got to get the car to that spot. That car is going to move. I believe that car is going to move. We sat there. 1 hour went by. 2 hours went by. 3 hours went by. 3.5 hours went by. And then I saw the window light up red, and I jumped up, and the car was moving. Okay. And they were leaving. So then I shook DT out of his drunken stupor.
Yep.
And I told him, I said, get up and go. He says, are you gonna run or are you going to stand? I said, I'm going to run.
He said that. And then so I get my shoes on. I go outside. And Corey, for the first time in my life, ran.
Oh. Did he do good?
I booked it.
Did he have wheels?
All I know is when he turned that corner, I heard, ow! And then next thing you know, the car's coming around. So I think what happened was he turned that corner and then turned into Indiana Jones and I just hit the big fat rolling ball all the way to the car.
That is.
But I heard, ow!
Ow!
The ground shook a little bit. I don't know what happened.
You thought it was an earthquake.
But hey, he took off though. I didn't see the big boy move that fast.
Oh, okay.
You probably seen him when he was a young whippersnapper, but hey. I've never seen him move that fast. And I was like, damn, big boy got wheels.
So, because I'm looking at the fact that I need to get that $45,000 rental in front of that window of our hotel room, or I was not going to sleep.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I didn't realize I wasn't going to sleep no way. So I went, I got the car, and I forgot that I parked up against the curve. So I jumped in the car, started up, and immediately turned the wheel. Dang. And then the first thing I thought to myself was, did I get the insurance?
Right?
And I was like, yeah, I got the insurance. So I took that curb like a bitch.
Yep.
And I peeled out and came around the corner. Because I didn't want them to come back. I didn't want them to realize that they had left the crack still cooking on the Pepsi can.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? So I booked it over there. We got the car in the spot, got it there, and it was all good. And I still didn't get no sleep because the damn train and the freaking freeway that was over top of the damn hotel.
Oh wow.
Did you read reviews for this hotel?
I did, and I still went.
Well,
still win.
You can't have nobody to blame but yourself.
I'm not blaming nobody. It was a great experience. I think we should do it again sometime.
Yeah, I'm down.
I mean, you want to go? I'm all in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. Whoa, we are running really, really late. All right, we'll get to all your comments on the back. Hey, Joy, don't worry about being late. Hey, what's up, Lester? Lester, chime in off of the Facebook and Jim Amato. Corey ain't going to pay a lot for his muffler or his hotel room. Yeah, I got the insurance, Jim. I was going to wreck the hell out of that Toyota. I didn't care. I paid that $19, and I was going to get $400 out of it.
That's why you don't buy a used car.
Jim said that you called down to the desk for an extra towel, and they told you someone else was using it.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
She black. Shut the fuck up. Well, they describe her with a big, bushy, curly hair that would never sit right.
Her vitamin Granger?
After everything wrapped up, J.K. Rowling said, yo,
I'm going to hit my mic.
Grant started talking about Harry Potter and started waving the pencil like he's Harry Potter.
Hold on.
Wingardium Leviosa. It's Leviosa. Leviosa.
He's also turgent under the console right now.
Turgent?
Oh, God.
You who the f*** says turgent?
I do!
That's why you don't get Yo, I'm so f***ing turgent right now.
Oh, wait, girl.
Are you saying I need to wash my clothes?
Oh, girl, you got me f***ing downy right now.
Ooh, my tide is so throbbing right now.
Damn, girl, I'm fabuloso.
Say fabuloso.
Hey, I'm from the South Side. We got that cheap detergent, bro.
I don't understand what's fabuloso.
It's a Mexican detergent.
Oh.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Sing it, Lil D. Thank you, Lil D. Appreciate it.
Nothing will come out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. Afterburn is our additional fifth show a month. It is commercial free, and there's no rules. And it's where we really just absolutely let down. And this next thing we're going to talk about, you're going to want to get yourself an Afterburn subscription. Corey's Christmas.
Oh.
It will be all revealed on Afterburn. Afterburn, $3 a month gets you the audio portion. $8 a month gets you access to our elite members group where you get the show before everyone else. First dibs, and you get the video portion of the show and a whole lot of extras that you don't get when you're just an average listener, which we love our average listeners, but we want you to be above average. And you can do that by becoming an elite member by clicking the Afterburn banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or going directly to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. $3 a month to hear it, $8 a month to see it. And you can subscribe today through our partnership with Patreon. Your subscription will never lapse through their automatic secure payment feature. $3 a month, folks. $3 a month to hear us uncensored, no commercials, and no rules. And I will give you a little glimpse into February's Afterburn. It's themed after February. It's personal.
It's personal.
This time it's personal.
This time it's personal. You'll want to get yourself an Afterburn subscription and do it today. Welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What were you going to say, Lil D?
I was going to say, just don't forget to tell them. about the couple hundred dollars if they subscribe.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. All right, so welcome back to the show. All in all, it was a fun California trip.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah.
Crazy, except for the time the DT melted down on me because I missed a turn. Because his slow-ass internet told his map told him 3 feet in front of the turn.
No.
3 feet in front of the turn. No. Turn right, turn right, turn right.
It said, in 105 feet, you will turn right. Which and, so, and Corey's excuse is, his excuse the whole time was, well, stop playing your music because I can't hear the Siri. The Siri's coming through the speaker.
Not at that time. You were reading the map to me because we were trying to go back somewhere
for
that we weren't supposed to go. And you would tell me 150 feet before a turn. But then, in a car, 150 feet is literally a blink of an eye.
This is what I say. Stay, like, when I know the turn is coming, I was like, hey, get into your right lane. Mm-hmm. All right. I was like, we're going to make a right turn coming up. And okay. I'm like, right, turn right.
You might have a point.
Turn right. Turn right.
Uh-huh.
Corey, you just missed the right. Corey. Like, I tell him to get in the lane. We're driving. We're on the way. Oh, my God. On the way
home. Yeah, because I was pissed that you were making me go.
On the way home, they have signs to get on the freeway.
Uh-huh.
And he knows what freeway we have to get on.
I-8.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, Corey.
It's only one.
I'm like, yep. Corey, you want to stay in the right lane because that's going to take us to I-8. The sign says I-8. We're going to make a right coming up. He's like, okay, DJ. And so I'm like, all right, cool. He knows where we're going.
I think my actual reply to you was, okay, DT, I know where we are now.
Yeah, he's like, I know where we are now. And then, before he even said that.
Broke loose.
He goes, hey, he's like,
because we were in Ocean Beach.
He was like, okay, I think I know where we are now. And I was like, cool. He goes, yeah, if I take this straight, we can go the scenic route and we can go all the way and past SeaWorld. And I was like, or we can just go home. He's like, yeah, we can go home. Mm-mm. And so.
No, it wasn't, oh, yeah, we can go home. It was like, it was a Sunday. We were getting ready to go back, but I didn't want to. We got it. We checked out of that hotel.
First light. Our checkout was 11. We was out of that at 6:50.
Yeah, our shirt didn't touch our backs. We were the hell out of it. We were like, you know what? Just take the rest of the money.
I woke up first because Corey was sleeping in spurts. Like, he couldn't sleep.
So
the moment he slept, I was like, I'm not going to wake him up. So I was like, he's only going to sleep like 10, 15 minutes.
Yep,
so I woke up. I was ready to go. And then I was like, all right, just sitting here, I was watching Corey. I was like, all right, is he going to wake up now?
You were watching him now? Sleep.
He's going to wake up.
It was
now.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen a bear sleep?
I haven't.
The most peaceful thing ever. Like, you can just see they're mauling things in their sleep, like clawing at the pillow. Like,
I was dreaming of Lady K. I was dreaming of Lady K.
So he was mauling his pillow.
So was he hard?
If you were dreaming, was he?
No. What?
Oh,
you don't want to know what he's just saying.
He was reaming the lady. Case off there, was he hard?
Go on here with your story.
Said it again.
But yeah, so when we're headed home, I'm like, Corey, stay in the right lane. And like, the moment I said stay in the right lane, and this fool pulled off to the left, something said, Daniel, he doesn't care what the hell you say. He's driving his own way. And so, if he would have said, DJ, I want to go past SeaWorld, I would have been fine with that.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have been fine with that, knowing that. But he was like, oh yeah, we're just gonna hop on the I-8, we'll go home. So when he gets over and he goes past and he was like, oh, was I supposed to make a right there? I was like, bro, the freaking turn. I told you
he
said turn.
He's screaming at me. He's yelling at me like a wife.
I am yelling. And I'm like, bro, he's like, well, maybe if you pause your music. I was like, then put your phone in. Okay. I was mad.
He was screaming at me because I missed the turn.
Not because he missed the turn. Because I said the turn was coming. I told him where to be. He moved his car from where I told him to be. Then afterwards, he asked like, oh. He hit me with a C vertical. Then I knew that. And I was like, you know you freaking did that. What the hell are you thinking? If you have your own personal agenda, please let me know, because right now I'm at the mercy of you. I'm not driving this car.
I was going
to
say that.
And so I'm like, wherever you want to take me, I'm good to go.
You have no choice.
I just got to make sure that we get home by Sunday night, because I had things to do on Monday morning.
This was Sunday. Everything was over. We were supposed to be leaving. I get the depressions. I get the saggies. I get the, I don't want to go home. I don't want to come back to Phoenix until I remember my kids are here. Mm-hmm. I hate coming back to Phoenix from San Diego.
Throwing a damn party.
So we beat cheeks out of the hotel at the crack of dawn. We went to Ocean Beach, the area of town that I'm comfortable in, and I feel safe in.
We actually spent quite a bit of time there.
Spent a couple of hours in San Diego.
And that was nice.
Then I showed him Sunset Cliffs, you know what I mean? I'm trying to set the scene. I'm trying to get romantical, you know what I'm saying?
He was like a wife. He's like, we spent a lot of time there. That was nice.
Where's the cliffs part at? The Sunset Cliffs?
The Sunset Cliffs are south of Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
I never told you that because your little ass tried to go there because you used all my credits up at the Ocean Beach Hotel. But that's beside the point. But here's the thing. We're having a good time. I'm enjoying it. We got all the windows down, sunroof down, you know, all this other stuff, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. DT's got his head hanging out of the car like a little dog, smelling all the air and the women, and just eyeballing everything that jiggled and wiggled and tucked.
Did you see any G14 classified DT?
It was everywhere. So,
bro.
So we get back in the car and I'm like, you know, I want to see some more. I want to go into downtown, maybe take a carriage ride.
Okay.
Maybe see the battleships. You know what I'm saying? I look at DT and I say, you ready to go? He's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Who was ready to leave San Diego? I'm even wearing my California shirt.
You didn't.
Who was ready to leave San Diego? Nobody in their right mind. DT just was afraid of fun. He wanted to get back to Arizona
where
he
knows
his life sucks.
Did you put out?
He did.
That's the question.
Hundreds of dollars, yes.
So, did you put out?
Hundreds of dollars, yes.
So, you didn't put out. That's why he
I was trying to. The carriage ride with the little horses that the little poop fall into the bag. That's all in downtown.
And a relationship
is beautiful.
A man don't take another woman so far to not get any. You think if I take a woman to a hotel, you better believe it's going down. Especially if we go to San Diego, not to the gunshot area.
Damn,
I'm
going to
want more money than that. But I'm trying to get some.
He said, if I take a woman to a hotel, you better believe she gets some. Like, is it her choice?
Nope, she got no damn choice. It's my way on a damn highway. Can I put these on?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to. You weren't here for the opening of the show, but that's fine.
I just learned what G14 Classified is, too.
Yeah, it is.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, DT?
No.
Beautiful time. We should do it again sometime soon.
Oh, we definitely got to go.
Maybe Sunday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back for the last and final segment of Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right... I say that and everybody gets upset. We just going to take a commercial break, y'all. Then we're going to come back. And we're going to wrap it up, and then I'll let you know, because I know there's some people listening wondering what happened to Corey's Christmas. I'll share a little bit about it on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass brother. I know you got... Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother.
You...
Hey everybody, this is...
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. This is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my, so much coming at the same time. Hey, every little body. God damn. Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie room.
I see what other people go through.
Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey. Little annoying brother. Hey everybody, also you can check out the show on Will to Have Hair. We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh damn, fatguyradioshow.com. yeah buddy, I can't do this.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
You're gonna grab my testicles!
Can I keep going?
No. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the world's most comfortable crash pad. And yes, folks, we are talking about Purple Mattress. No store, no sweaty sales guy trying to get you into bed. No pressure, 100% free shipping. Shop online today. Stop tossing and turning. Purple Mattress sleeps cool in styles of king, queen, California king, twin XL, and more. Get started today by clicking the Purple Mattress banner on Fat Guy Radio Show. purplemattress.com. Purple Mattress. Yo ass gonna love this here, Shug. Got a little funk on that one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Shug.
Oh, yeah, Shug. Cher. Like I'm from the South?
Nah.
Yo ass gonna love this here, Cher.
Nah.
What people's from Louisiana?
Nah, Bo.
Bo?
Louisiana, they say,
Don't they say Cher?
No, they be like, hey, come here, baby. They call everything's my old lady.
Everything's baby, baby.
Or my old lady.
Wah, being a little baby.
So, how was everybody's Christmas? Because I haven't seen everybody since Christmas. We were in Best Of last week. Then we had some Radio Magic. And last time I saw everybody was at the Fran Christmica special. And we got to thank Miss C once again.
Oh, shout out.
Oh, my and, God.
That bomb food.
John and Nikki for hosting us. That was an amazing time. We had a good time.
You know what was so bull about that?
You weren't invited?
Yes.
You know why?
There's a reason.
You can't act right.
What it is?
Yeah, you can't take black people to work.
Isn't that how disappointing you guys? Yeah. He's like, is that what it is?
Isn't it great when you have your own self-realization? Live Fit?
We're going to walk off the show.
Like, Live Fit, that's $200. Yeah. Live Fit, that's $300. All right.
Hey, you know what, though? I still should have been invited at some part of this show. I could have.
We did invite you. You didn't get in the text message?
No.
I sent the text.
You did?
I sent the text. Service was bad up there, you know?
Yeah, so. We was in the mountains. It was bad.
Really?
Yeah, I sent the text.
We wanted you there.
Yeah, we was yelling your name.
I sent you an email. Did you check your email?
Did you check your email?
No, I sent a fax, too, and the smoke signals.
Didn't we send an Uber, too?
We did send an Uber.
Yeah. Lady was there.
Oh, yeah, she was?
Yeah.
what else happened when she was there?
She's so damn gullible. How was everybody's Christmas, Mocha?
It was cool.
Good,
it was cool. I didn't really do much. Didn't really get much.
Did you have baked macaroni and cheese?
That is the question,
yes,
my friend.
Yes, I did.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Courtesy of Miss C's.
Oh, you had leftover. So you still on that two-day mac and cheese?
Two-day mac cheese.
Hey, y'all couldn't invite me. Did y'all at least bring me some leftovers to the studio?
Yeah, I ate it. D.A., how was your Christmas?
Yeah, it was smooth. You know, I had a real good time with the baby, you know, just showered him with gifts.
Did you give him a box?
A box. Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah.
Did he play in the box?
And a big old bag.
You put birds in those boxes.
Bird box.
Did you get a box?
Larry Bird. Did he play in the box?
Yeah, he played in the box.
He played with the box more than he played with the toys, didn't he?
All day.
Of course.
Did you get the box?
Why are you so inappropriate?
Oh, wait, I just got what you meant, and then I just said something even more inappropriate after that, so.
All right, well, that covers... That covers everybody's Christmas.
How was yours, Corey?
It ain't February yet.
I will say this. Uh-oh. The worst Christmas in my entire life.
That's a good thing.
No, it wasn't.
But why?
The absolute worst Christmas. I'm going to tell you this, and I know people get mad at me when we do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can't tell you how Christmas went on this show. You're going to want to get afterburn.
You want to know why it was good that you had a really horrible worst Christmas ever?
Why?
Because next Christmas, it can only get better.
I will tell you this right
true
now,
boy.
D.A.
It can get worse.
True. After what I got to say on afterburn, there ain't going to be another Christmas.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you this right now, folks, because I know that they listening. Afterburn's theme is it's personal in February.
Yeah.
I'm going to voice and blow the roof off of the Blaze family like it has never been blown off before.
Oh,
when is this one coming out? When is this show?
February.
Can we say that you're going to set that roof ablaze?
I will say this.
I see what you did there.
Little D.
Yes, sir.
In the parking lot, there is some matches and some lighter fluid.
Okay.
We gonna burn some bridges.
Oh, we are?
Gonna burn some bridges.
Oh, damn.
I'll say that. I'll tease a little bit because I know people get mad at the fact that, you know, we like, Corey, why do you hold back from the Thursday show and you put it on Afterburn? Folks, this has to go to Afterburn. And I know that the people are the protagonists that were behind my Christmas. And I will say this. The whole thing is timing. It was all about timing. Mm. The timing was absolutely 100% the worst ever when it came to Christmas. and it ruined my entire Christmas.
Okay.
And I know that the people that the protagonists that are behind this timing issue are listening to this show right now. And I will say this to them. If you have never done a damn thing to support my dream, who the hell do you think you are being offended by something that I've said on my show?
Ooh.
Boom. I'll tell you why.
Say that.
I'll tell you why. Because you didn't want to take me when you went to Mr. C's. That's why I'm offended.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. You asking.
So you want to know my Christmas? It would be a cold day in hell before I'm ever silenced on this microphone.
Oh.
Because there are some people in my family that don't understand. They don't grasp what sacrifice, not only money, not only time, not only effort, not the tears and the sweat. They don't understand what's gone into this.
Mm-hmm.
So when they partake into this, they think they're partaking of their family member and not partaking of a show.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. So if they don't understand that, it's not my fault that you don't understand that, no matter how clear I've tried to make it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this. I'm taking a stance on what happened. I will explain in complete detail on Afterburn.
I'm actually kind of excited.
And here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be popular. I don't think it's going to be a popular stance, but it's my stance and I'm taking it.
So you think we're going to look at you and be like, come on, man.
I believe so.
Okay.
So I 100% believe so.
I'm even more excited to judge you.
Because you, I'm being very, very, I'm being very, 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 you know,
big
and cryptic right now. But if you want to make me out to be the bad guy in this situation, because I know these people are listening right now, because they're expecting me to come on this microphone to say something about it. And I will to my subscribers because they deserve it.
Yeah.
But if you want to make me out to be the bad guy, I'm going to be the best bad guy you can get.
Get him, Scarface.
You want to play rough?
Okay. And you know what? We were talking about the Christy show before. The Christy show sums it up in a great song for one of her clips. And we have it right here to play for you today.
You don't let the devil use you. Well, he gon' use me too. You don't let the devil use you. He gon' use me too. Keep thinking there's no reason for you to act a fool. You don't let the devil use you.
Hey!
Wow. That sounds like a legit church hymn too,
right? You don't let the devil use you. He gonna use me too.
That's a powerful statement.
It sure is. So, if you ain't in that, we might have to find a way to make this February's Afterburn a la carte. We might have to look into it. So I'm gonna tell you right now, folks, it's gonna get real, real.
Wait, like get some food?
Nah, what he means is that you can just buy the February show episode by itself.
Oh, just one.
Just one and done.
Yep.
Because it's going to be that good. Because remember, in February, this time, it's personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there'll be a cold day in hell before I'm silenced on my show.
I want to ask so many questions.
I know you want to ask so many questions, and I'm not going to answer them. I'm going to tell you that it just stemmed from Christmas. It was the worst Christmas ever. And everybody knew how much was put forth for this Christmas. And it was all centered around timing. Timing is everything, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If the timing was different, Christmas would have been a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
If the timing was different. But you want to sit on something and let it fester for over a month and a half, and then you want to wait till Christmas?
All right. Oh, I'm going to let it pop. Yeah. Like, okay.
I'm smelling chitlins in that little film.
Lady K off the Twitter says, do I need to come whoop some tail? No, Lady K, you're probably going to want to whoop my tail when you hear my stance, and you're going to hear the relationships that I severed.
No, Lady K, but you might want to come and give him some tail because you might need something.
And you know what? I'm petty, so I might be with you.
You might.
Because I'm petty.
You might. But the parties involved, D.A., you might not.
Oh, shoot.
You might not.
Is it Jesus?
No, it ain't Jesus.
Hey, you know what?
It ain't Jesus, because you know what?
You don't let the devil use you.
He don't use
thank
me
you
too.
Oh, that's it.
I'm about to pre-mix that.
But that's what it is. So get Afterburn for February, folks. And those of you that are elite members, pay attention to the Facebook page, because we'll be telling you when we will be posting that show.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'm not going to come out as a shining rock on the end of this. Mm. I'm not going to come out as a shining rock.
So you know you're in the wrong on this.
No, I'm not in the wrong. I don't think that I'm in the wrong. I think the way that I'm handling it may be perceived as wrong.
Oh.
But it's the way I'm handling it because it's my situation and I get to do that.
Yeah, you
it's,
can do
it's
it
his
way.
Money. He can, he wants it now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So you know it's petty. You already for you know that for without a doubt.
I don't think it's petty. I'm not saying that it's petty.
Well, how about this? Let's let all the listeners.
I think it's a protective stance.
Let's let all the listeners that's going to tune in weigh in and see.
100%. All of our live stream viewers will be. They have absolute access to it.
This feels like Bandersnatch.
DA's mind is going crazy.
I can see like all your choices that you had to make at the bottom of the screen, and you just selecting them. Like chop your family up or put them in the oven. Like you're deciding.
No Bandersnatch. That sound like
I'm doing oven. I'm going to chop them up and then put them in the oven because I want them mother lovers dead.
And this is also the reason why I'm glad we drank it during the afterbirth because I'm gonna need a drink. I'm gonna need a drink and a box of tissues.
And we're gonna have some G14 out here.
And ladies and gentlemen, I will be drunk on this show, so if it sounds horrible, I apologize.
in advance, my
fingers done slipped.
He apologized in advance. Oh wow.
But it's gonna be really interesting. Where are we at on time?
1:15.
Damn.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for you today. Hey, I'm not slipping up this time, you know what I mean? I'm having all these thoughts coming back for Christmas, and I'm just glad it ain't loaded. All right, folks, that's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you to all of our live stream viewers for subscribing, and I can't find the credits again.
Lord have
mercy. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, they go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get to the right script here. I didn't got myself all out of kombubale, but my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. We were trying to get his ass on the show, but maybe next show we'll be able to get him. Today's show was brought to you by Target, ladies and gentlemen. Target, free 2-day shipping or free pickup at any Target store, no matter which way you go. Start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Make sure that you drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
Doug the D.A. Andrew. And Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply look them straight in the eye and tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello. Petty off up in here.
That was petty.
And before you go, I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.